Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday afternoon, August 13th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Comcast Rise Awards grant packages to 100 Southern Colorado small businesses. Comcast has announced the 100 businesses in Southern Colorado that will receive grant packages, including business consultation services, educational resources, a $5,000 monetary grant, creative production, media schedule, and a technology makeover. Comcast Rise aims to support small businesses, promote diversity, equity, and inclusion, and invest in the community. The program was designed to help businesses thrive and drive economic growth. Grant recipients in Southern Colorado include Rad Hostel, Color Splash Paintball, and the Walter Brewing Company. Comcast Rise provides coaching sessions, education resources, a monetary grant, creative production, media services, and a technology makeover. The program is part of Comcast's $1 billion commitment to digital equity and community partnerships. More information is available at comcastrise.com.
Quintet Partners completes reorganization and rebrands as ECS Plus, a women-owned expense reduction services firm. ECS Plus, a women-owned expense reduction services firm, has completed its reorganization and rebranded from Quintet Partners. Angela Briante, the sole managing principal, now leads ECS Plus. Ms. Briante's journey began with Briante Realty Group in 2010, where she saw the impact of rising operating costs on her clients' growth. After partnering with Quintet Partners in 2023, Ms. Briante proposed a reorganization leading to the birth of ECS Plus. The advisory board, including original founding partners, supports Ms. Briante in her new role. ECS Plus specializes in reducing expenses in areas like merchant card services and energy, offering double-digit savings with no direct cost to clients. For more information, visit ECS Plus at ecsbusinesses.com. Comcast Rise, a national initiative to support and strengthen small businesses, awards another 100 Houstonians with comprehensive grant packages. Comcast announced today that 100 businesses in the greater Houston area will receive comprehensive grant packages through the Comcast Rise program. These packages include business consultation services, educational resources, a $5,000 monetary grant, creative production, media schedule, and a technology makeover. The program aims to support small businesses nationwide with a focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Recipients include Red Circle Ice Cream and Miyagi Ken International Karate Academy. Comcast Rise was created to help businesses thrive and grow, especially those hardest hit by COVID-19. Grant packages also include coaching sessions, education resources, a TV commercial, and technology services. For more information, visit comcastrise.com.
Zuma Payroll and Processing makes the Inc. 5000 list of America's fastest-growing private companies. Zuma Payroll and Processing, a leading payroll, processing, and talent management software provider, has been named to the 2024 Inc. 5000 list of the fastest-growing private companies in America. With a three-year revenue growth rate of 316%, Zuma has been recognized for the third consecutive year. The company helps small and medium businesses handle their payroll, tax, and human resources obligations more efficiently. CEO Chris Caputo attributes their success to a focus on client service and innovative solutions. Zuma recently launched human resources support services and a construction sector solution. The Inc. 5000 class of 2024 represents companies that have driven rapid revenue growth despite economic challenges, adding 874,458 jobs to the economy over the past 3 years.
For the fifth consecutive year, Clarivine makes the 2024 Inc. 5000 list at number 2967. Clarivine, the data standards company, has once again secured a spot on the prestigious 2024 Inc. 5000 list, coming in at number 2967. CEO Verl Allen expressed pride in the company's fifth consecutive year of recognition, attributing it to the dedication and teamwork of the entire organization. The Inc. 5000 class of 2024 showcases companies that have achieved rapid revenue growth amidst challenges like inflation and hiring difficulties. These top companies have seen an average median three-year revenue growth rate of 1,637% and have collectively added over 874,000 jobs to the economy. Clarivine aims to leverage this momentum to enhance digital advertising, measurement solutions, creative optimization, and content metadata. For more information about Clarivine and their data standardization solutions, visit clarivine.com. NAVEX announces 13th annual NAVEX Next Risk and Compliance Virtual Conference. NAVEX, the global leader in integrated risk and compliance management software, has announced its 13th annual NAVEX Next Risk and Compliance Virtual Conference, scheduled for Thursday, September 19, 2024. Keynote speaker Cy Wakeman, a New York Times best-selling author and Global Guru's 2023 World's Number One Leadership Guru, will discuss the impact of employee engagement on company performance. The conference, one of the largest in the world, features 28 session speakers from top companies like the Coca-Cola Company and CBRE, covering topics such as ethical cultures, risk mitigation, and smart governance. The event will conclude with a keynote by Allison Taylor, focusing on building ethical cultures. The virtual conference is free and open to all interested in expanding their knowledge on risk and compliance programs.
HR Research Institute unveils the power of strategy in high-volume recruitment. HR.com's HR Research Institute has revealed that organizations with effective high-volume hiring capabilities are nearly 8 times more likely to have a dedicated strategy compared to those with ineffective capabilities. Despite this, few organizations currently have a robust high-volume recruitment strategy in place. The Institute's comprehensive report highlights that successful organizations focus on automating the recruitment process, removing barriers to applying, and developing a compelling employer brand. Outsourcing high-volume recruitment is also common, with staffing agencies, job boards, and temporary employment services being primary partners. Investing in a well-defined approach and leveraging effective technologies are key to attracting and hiring quality candidates at scale, according to Debbie McGrath, Chief Instigator and CEO of HR.com. The full research report, HR.com's State of High Volume and Hourly Hiring 2024, is available for free download, offering detailed insights and actionable recommendations for HR professionals.
AmeriLife names Michael Tobich Executive Vice President and Head of Corporate Development. AmeriLife Group, LLC, has appointed Michael Tobich as Executive Vice President and Head of Corporate Development. In this role, Tobich will lead the company's corporate development efforts, focusing on acquisition opportunities, strategic fit assessments, and supporting growth objectives. He will also oversee innovations in affiliate onboarding processes. Tobich joins AmeriLife from Marsh McLennan, where he managed a team deploying over $1 billion annually into global acquisitions. With a background in investment banking and a BS from Boston University, Tobich brings a wealth of experience to AmeriLife. AmeriLife, a national leader in insurance and retirement solutions, aims to help people live longer, healthier lives through its products and services. Benchmark International unveils the 2024 Global Real Estate, Lodging, and Leisure Industry Report. Benchmark International has released its 2024 Global Real Estate, Lodging, and Leisure Industry Report, offering insights into the future of these sectors. The report includes a sector overview, investment insights, market challenges, opportunities, and future projections. This comprehensive analysis aims to support strategic planning and business development. Benchmark International is a global M&A firm known for providing value-maximizing solutions to business owners. For more information and to access the full report, visit the company website.
PathAI announces launch of AI-based measurement of metabolic dysfunction-associated steatohepatitis, AM-MASH, on the iSight Image Management System. PathAI, a global leader in artificial intelligence and digital pathology solutions, has launched its AM-MASH product on the iSight Image Management System. This AI-based tool supports the analysis of MACE-LD activity score, component grades, and fibrosis staging, aiming to increase reproducibility and scalability for pathologists managing MASH cases. With projections of 27 million MASH cases in the U.S. by 2030, AIM-MASH provides reliable and effective assistance, as shown in over 20 presentations and publications. The tools offer highly sensitive and specific reviews, repeatable assessments, and increased scoring confidence. This collaboration between PathAI and AIsight enables pathologists to make more precise evaluations, ultimately improving patient outcomes in the field of pathology.
iLearning Engines, hear from the chief architect of this applied AI platform. Sanjeev Menon, Chief Architect, AIML for iLearning Engines, recently shared insights on Benzinga's All Access. iLearning Engines, a leading applied AI platform, is experiencing rapid growth in North America. With a nearly 50% GR over 5 years, the company attributes its success to customer satisfaction and high retention rates. Mr. Menon discussed how iLearning Engines, AI, is revolutionizing learning in organizations of all sizes, highlighting its unique features. To learn more about iLearning Engines and its innovative AI technology, visit their website. Personalized learning with AI. This company is delivering results globally. Genius Group, a leading provider of AI-powered education solutions, is disrupting traditional education with personalized learning. CEO Roger Hamilton recently secured a $22 million contract with the government of Kazakhstan for a sovereign AI project. This initiative aims to revolutionize education in the country. Genius Group's digital-first approach is delivering results globally, offering flexible and lifelong learning opportunities for students. To learn more about their innovative solutions, visit their website.
Deals with automotive companies, top national security organization, and more. What Aeva Technologies has been up to this year to become a market leader. Aeva Technologies, Inc. is making waves in the autonomous vehicle industry with its LiDAR sensors, providing 3D views of surroundings. The company's FMCW 4D LiDAR technology sets it apart, offering enhanced safety and automation capabilities. Aeva's recent deal with Daimler Truck AG and Torque Robotics, Inc. highlights the growing demand for its sensors in autonomous vehicles. Additionally, Aeva is expanding into new markets, securing a deal with a top national defense security organization to protect critical energy infrastructure sites. The company's collaboration with Digitale Schiene Deutschland aims to create driverless passenger trains by 2026. Aeva's leadership position in the market is evident through its increasing list of wins and progress on new opportunities across automotive and beyond.
Venhubs wants to revolutionize retail through its fully autonomous retail robots, but some have objections. Here's why consumers may not need to worry. Venhub, developer of fully autonomous and robotic plug-and-play smart stores, aims to reshape the retail landscape. Objections include theft concerns and potential job losses. However, Venhub's modules are designed for security, reducing operating expenses. The company also argues that more high-paying jobs will be created than lost. Despite concerns about consumer adaptation, Venhub's smart store offers convenience and customization. The company believes in a hybrid retail future, combining physical and digital channels. In rural communities, Venhub's solar-powered smart stores can address grocery store shortages. With over 800 pre-ordered smart stores globally, Venhub is set to issue shares to the public in a Regulation CF offering through Issuance Express until August 21st.
What do electric vehicles, energy storage systems, and electric aircraft have in common? The argument for lithium's long-term value. As the world shifts towards greener energy sources, the demand for lithium is expected to grow. Lithium plays a crucial role in electric vehicles, energy storage systems, and electric aircraft. The lithium-ion battery market is projected to reach $470 and $50 billion by 2033, driven by the adoption of EVs. Utilities are investing in lithium-ion batteries for renewable energy storage. Companies like Joby Aviation and Lilium are exploring lithium-ion batteries for electric aircraft. Despite short-term price fluctuations, the long-term potential for lithium remains strong. Atlas Lithium Corporation is strategically positioning itself to capitalize on the growing demand with one of the largest exploration projects in Brazil. By investing in advanced technologies and sustainable practices, Atlas Lithium aims to enhance production capabilities and mitigate environmental impact. Tourism trailblazer Larry Woods shares destination marketing insights on building Texas show. Tourism trailblazer Larry Woods, director of Visit Borony and chairman of the Texas Association of Convention and Visitor Bureaus, recently shared valuable insights on destination marketing and the future of Texas tourism on the Building Texas show. With over 5 decades of experience, Woods highlighted the importance of targeted marketing strategies, collaboration, and innovative marketing in the competitive Texas tourism landscape. Key highlights from the episode include strategic tourism development, a data-driven approach to sustainable growth, leadership and mentorship, and agile problem-solving. The Building Texas show continues to provide executive-level discussions shaping Texas' future, offering deep insights into building a better Texas through interviews with influential leaders like Larry Woods. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.